Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Friday with Chuck and Julie. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to be hosting their show on Fridays. Their son is really active in golf right now, and he's doing amazing. So we're letting them have their Fridays off, and I'm going to be hosting the show, which I just love. Love talking to all you guys and getting the issues out. And today, Adam Dorito is hosting with me. Adam is a great friend. He works in the oil and gas industry, and he's very active in Colorado Republican politics. And he's also got a really great podcast presence. So he's hosting with me. Hey, Adam.
Happy to be on the show. Happy to be back in the United States. I just spent the last 2 weeks in France at the Normandy commemoration, throwing World War II vets out of airplanes and hanging out with CIA guys who are rescuing people in Haiti. So it's good to be back with flushing water and better food. And it's great to be back hosting and talking about the important issues here in the United States.
Well, thank you for all that you do. I didn't know France had bad food.
Oh, yeah. There's just baguettes and sausages. I'm like, what? I mean, like, the oysters are really good. But, like, when you go outside of Paris, like, Paris is great. But when you go outside of Paris, it's like rural farmland and they're just, like, struggling to survive. It's like nothing's changed since World War II, apparently. Interesting experience, for sure. I did not expect that at all.
That's so interesting. Well, thank you for all that you're doing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get our first guest on here in just a moment. We really want to talk about home rule today. It's a big issue in Douglas County.
Good discussion to have. Yeah, big discussion to have.
Really important. You've seen what's going on in Douglas County.
Mm-hmm.
The county commissioners are trying to pass home rule. For those who don't get what home rule is, so home rule is it allows the county or the city to write its own government charter separate from what the state of Colorado has. So a lot of people don't realize when you see little towns like Palmer Lake and they have a board of trustees instead of a city council, the board of trustees is what comes out of the Colorado statutes. And so they never became a home rule town. So they're still statutory. So we have a lot of statutory counties and cities left in our state. And it's really important that people understand that if we go to home rule in any locality, that allows that locality more control over their local government. And so it's really a no-brainer, but because of how active the Democrats are in Colorado, there's some bad messaging around it. And so we really want to educate the voters, and that's why we've got George Teal on to talk about it. So let's bring George on if we can. I'm sure he's really busy with everything that's going on. And there's George. Hello, Commissioner Teal.
Hi, Darcy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good today.
Thank you for being on today. And thank you for all you're doing in Douglas County.
You bet. No problem. Thanks for having us on to help spread the word.
Yeah. So, George, there's a lot of misinformation about home rule coming from the Democrats. Give us your, you know, give us your selling, give us your speech, your spiel on why should Douglas County voters vote yes on June 24th to move to home rule?
Well, here in Colorado, we like to talk about local control. We like to talk about do laws violate local control? Are laws helping with local control? The thing that we never talk about enough is the fact that local control, the mechanism to have it in the state constitution is home rule. Whether that's at the municipal side, like you were just talking about, or it's on the county side. And it's just something that we don't hear interjected into the discussion enough. Now, there are four counties, technically, who have gone the home rule process here in the state of Colorado. Weld and Pitkin are the two that are just pure counties. And then you have Broomfield and Denver, who are both the city and the county. And it's one of those kind of things where, you know, the dirty little secret of how Denver gets a lot of stuff done that it does do is because they know the trick between the municipal home rule powers and the county home rule powers. And how does Denver do the, well, I don't know, down in here in Douglas County, we think the crazy things that it does is because on one time, it's going to say, well, we're a home rule municipality, so we're allowed to do it. And then when somebody calls them on it and says, no, you're not, they said, well, that's okay. Hey, we're a home rule county also. And then they do it that way. We brought on our county attorney, Jeff Garcia, from the city and county of Denver. He was a very willing refugee here to Douglas County a couple of years ago. And that's something we learned from him. And it was his job on the legal team there in Denver to kind of balance out between what are those municipal powers under the Constitution and those county powers under the Constitution. And we really appreciate having him because he's helped us navigate this and read us into the salient parts of the law.
Darcy, you have to unmute yourself. It's all right. That's why I'm here.
Hey, don't we get a charger like $10 or something like that?
Yeah, a minute actually.
I know, right? Okay. So, George, for those of you, or for those of our viewers who may not know, could you enumerate some of those major powers that are granted to home rule localities when they become home rule, especially the, well, I'll let you talk about this.
So, specifically, I want to talk about what are the home rule powers for counties? And, the ability to contract is something that right now is a statutory county. Our ability to contract is well-defined by state law and in many ways restricted by state law. So I'm more on a permissive than, a restrictive, I should say, rather than a permissive basis. So, you know, listen, we would really like to take advantage of some of the opportunities to work with ICE to, you know, address the criminal element in the illegal immigrant community that's coming into Douglas County. We can't do that under state law right now, under home rule. Well, that latitude is far greater. And so we'll have far greater ability to contract with ICE and, quite frankly, any other government agency in to develop what we call intergovernmental agreements. And so that's one of the big things we're looking at. You know, when we talk about defining who we are as a county, well, the writing of a home rule charter is a lot like writing a constitution, whether for a state or a nation. And so it gives us the ability to spell out in law really what we believe in, what we believe the role of county government should be, the composition of county government. Listen, we've got, quite frankly, some Democrats here in the county that want us to go to 5 commissioners. I'm not a proponent of that. I want to stick at 3. I think that's the best way to keep conservative governance in Douglas County. But that is something that, you know, we could broach, have the discussion of, and take action on if the members of the Home Rule Commission wish to.
Right. And then home rule also, it allows Douglas County more of its own taxation and election control as well.
It really does. Talking with our county assessor, one of the things that one of the reasons why he is supporting is kind of the pickle I think we all got in last year when home values went way up. And yeah. If your home values go up under the current method of calculating property tax, your property taxes also went up. There's a lot, you know, there are dozens and dozens of individual regulations that go into how you calculate out the value of a home for the purposes of taxation. That's why when you get your property tax bill, you'll see what is the assessed value, but what's the taxable value? And, one of the things that he's pointed out, and he's been doing this for 20 years, he came up through the assessor office, is the fact that home rule counties actually do have more latitude than statutory counties when it comes to assessing property taxes on that valuation side, because there are some regulations. Every year, our state legislature is writing laws, okay? And home rule counties are exempted out. Either they don't want to deal with the Weld County lobby, they don't want to deal with the lobby out of Pitkin County, which is probably more important to our current state legislature, or they just don't want to deal with Denver.
Right.
And so they will write in an exception, and it'll say, does not apply to home rule counties. He's identified those areas where we'll have that latitude as a home rule county when it comes to assessing what our property taxes should be.
That makes sense. So, with the last round of assessments last year that everyone was all, devastated by, with El Paso County being home rule, are you saying that the assessor had or has some ability to go in there and use their own data, like use their own determinations?
Yeah, they've got latitude. There's cases where you
That's
don't
cool.
have to take the factor that's demanded under state law and apply it. And you can leave it unapplied. You can apply your own factor. I mean, we had $36 million in mandated taxes that we had to assess that we didn't need in Douglas County to run the county. We gave it back to the people. We gave them back tax refunds. We cut them
Yeah.
checks.
That's awesome. So, for everybody watching, if you want to call in and ask Commissioner Teal any questions, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, George, because obviously counties and cities, this isn't a process that sprouts up for people too often, right? So the voters of Delco, this is the first time that they've lived through it. So I know that a lot of people were pretty unsure of the process as well. So could you kind of spell out the process from right now, what's going on, the election of June 24th? And then, of course, there's another election, and that's really, really important. We need the voters to know what's going on with how, why they need to vote in that election as well.
Yeah, so on June 24th, it's a special election to ask the people of Douglas County, do you want to sit a home rule charter commission? Yes or no? And that is essentially the permission to then seat a home rule charter commission and work on formulating a home rule charter for the county. Also, they're being asked select three at large home rule commissioners from around the county, and then select six home rule commissioners from your part of the county. When we put them all together, it's going to be 21 home rule commissioners that when the people vote yes on June 24th, probably in the first or second week of July. Those home rule charter commissioners, 21 in total, will come together and begin the process to write that state constitution or county charter.
Okay, and so can you explain for people? So they're going to vote on June 24th, and so that moves the process forward to write the charter. And then they vote on the commissioners, which is really important, you guys. So if you don't elect a good charter commission, then we have not elected good people to write the new charter. So it's
Yeah.
really important that you are educated on who we need to elect to that slate, because home rule is great, right? But it's only as great as the people who are writing it. And obviously you guys are in Douglas County, but so there's not a huge, we don't think that they're going to get, 20 liberals and one Republican on that home rule commission, but the Democrats are really against home rule. I mean, they're really, really against it. They don't want Douglas County to have any local control. So it's important that voters realize that they vote for the conservative slate, because if you get a bunch of liberals on the commission, well, then you have people that are anti-home rule, and they're not going to be working in the best interest of that charter.
That's 100% correct. And by the way, I mean, there's been an organization at work here in the county opposing home rule and yet running their own slate of liberal candidates for the Home Rule Commission. And they're called No Kings. Well, that's the same organization that's operating nationwide and is burning down Los Angeles right now. The President Trump had to call out the National Guard on.
Good for them.
They're working here in Douglas County, of all places, to oppose the home rule process.
Yeah, and I just to butt in on this, because I think this is super important, because I think Douglas County has the option to actually do this correctly. So I live in Weld County, and it's a home rule county. But I will say that because the wrong people were elected to that board, there were specifications that did get messed up. I think a great example of that is the Highway 34 project, right? So what happened was is that Highway 34, there's two intersections that are extremely dangerous. And the feds pretty much came up and said, if you can come up with half the money within this 10-year time period, we'll give the other half of the money and we can fix these two deadly intersections. What happened was is that because of home rule, they were able to initiate their own taxes in Greeley City proper, and then they raised all this money, and then they wasted all that money on gay transgender art in the parks, and then they didn't have any of the money. And then the feds came in and said, so where's the meeting match we need to do this construction? They said, oh, we don't have it. So one of the most recent election propositions, which was very interesting based on this Home Rule Commission, was, well, we need to not sunset this tax that was only supposed to last 10 years. We actually need to let it stay permanently. And in addition to that, we also want to raise taxes now in order to build a new county jail to house all the illegal migrants. So they go off the emotional rule. So I think one of the biggest considerations for Douglas County when going to home rule, which is something, George, you and I discussed when I went down there for your meeting, was you need to elect the right people that are not corrupt, that have the best interests of the American people and the county in order to do that. Because if you don't, you're going to set yourself up for failure. And then what's going to happen? They're going to accuse the Republicans of not doing their job, and then they're going to have to oust them. And then you're fueling the fire for the No Kings movement to come in and take over Douglas County proper. And I think that's something that Douglas County can avoid if they vet their proper candidates for this commission.
Yeah. I mean,
and right now there's an organization out there called yesonlocalcontrol.com. If folks are interested in conservatives being elected, conservatives who aren't interested in upsetting the entire apple cart, but enshrining in our county charter what we believe in, the conservative values we believe in, I tell them, go to yesonlocalcontrol.com. There's a list and the bios of a list of a slate of candidates that have all committed to conservative principles in writing the Douglas County Charter.
Yeah. And you yourself are running, Abe Layden's running, and Kevin Van Winkle is running for the at-large positions. And it's important that people understand that, you know, these commissioners have worked hard to get this home rule going. I mean, you guys have already stood against the laws and stood up to Denver for years by way of the immigration, by way of Second Amendment. You were one of the first counties to opt out of the Safe Spaces gun law.
Yeah, absolutely. And we pushed back on Jared Polis, which is with a statewide shutdown and mask mandates back during COVID, when we had some of the lowest morbidity and mortality rates in the entire state, quite frankly, in the entire country. We're the ones that stood up and said, we're not going to comply anymore. He stole a lot of our thunder by actually lifting his restrictions that next weekend. But no, we're not afraid to fight against the state on behalf of the people of Douglas County. We kicked out Tri-County Health with the atrocious job they did during the pandemic. I mean, they were jokes. It took them weeks to do any kind of contact tracing, and that we were doing in mere hours. And we set up our own health department when people said that couldn't be done. Heck, we were the ones that got behind setting up our own judicial district and leaving behind the folks in Arapahoe County to have our judicial district with Elbert and Lincoln counties. And it's up and it's running. And George Brockler is our district attorney right now, all because, no, we're not OK just taking what the state gives us. We're willing to fight back. We're willing to do the work, and we're willing to look out for the people of Douglas County.
Yeah. And that's why you guys are doing this. And I think that's what's so important for the voters to see is that, you know, for those who aren't aware, Douglas County has been fighting for you guys for years. These commissioners have I mean, I can't say enough good things. And those who know me know I don't say a lot of good things. And I have nothing but good things to say about not only you guys, but Sheriff Weekly, just everyone out there. I mean, you never stop fighting. And so I'll be honest, George, when I first saw that you guys had floated home rule, I was a little bit, I didn't know what I was going on yet. And I lived through home rule being passed in Monument. And that was a different circumstance. That was a liberal board who passed that, but it gave me pause for a second. And then I realized that you guys were on top of it. And I'm like, these are the people that have been fighting for us, you know, stronger than most people in this state, I would say. So voters should have the confidence that this group of people, they really do have your best interests at heart. They really are fighting for you. And home rule helps you continue that fight. It strengthens
Absolutely. It's not only that, but it really puts the people of Douglas County in the driver's seat. One of the things the liberals have been trying to say is, you know, saying this is some kind of power grab. The reality is it is a power grab, but it's a power grab for the people of Douglas County. Exactly. We're going to them twice, not once, but twice, to ask permission and to approve this home rule charter. And listen, we're already budgeting for the fact that we've got to publish every single word of that charter in the local paper. And so, which, by the way, here in Douglas County, the local paper, there's something about a joke about not being able to give it away, but it's free. Yeah. You know, you don't have to pay for a subscription. And so everyone in the county is going to have every opportunity to read every single word of the charter that is created and be fully informed and decide, does this represent me? Is this the kind of county government I want? And my hope is that I can be one of those home rule commissioners to write that charter. And my goal is to write a home rule charter that everyone will want to say yes when they read that.
Yeah. And I'm confident that you guys will write something like that. So everybody, look, you need to turn in your ballots. If you live in Douglas County, get your ballot in today. Don't wait. The Democrats are spending a lot of money and they've mounted a huge force to try to stop Douglas County from having its own voice. So if your ballot's in your car, sitting on your sink, wherever it might be, make sure that you get that in today.
Absolutely. Please do. I mean, we've got a lot of votes in already. I don't have them at hand. But folks, listen, there's a lot of Democrats that are opposed to this process. They've already voted.
Yeah.
And we need folks who believe in Douglas County to find those ballots, fill them out, and get them turned in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
it's about personal responsibility. I think this is the biggest problem of the conservative movement in Colorado, is that we always talk about all the changes we want and how we want to enact Agenda 47, and then we just wait for somebody to do it for us. Well, the problem is that you have to take the responsibility as a citizen. You have two choices in this country. You could be a resident or you could be a citizen. You could sit around and complain and bitch on the internet all you want as a resident, take your kids to soccer practice and never get anything done. Or it could be a citizen and actually sacrifice some of that time. Show up to the meetings, sacrifice that hour, you know, once a month to show up to the county commissioner meetings, fill out that ballot at a minimum. But at the end of the day, we as Republicans in the state of Colorado need to take responsibility for our own destiny. And if we want to change these things and actually bring back conservative values into the state of Colorado, we have to do that with ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. George, anything else you want to say to the voters about home rule? I assume if people have questions, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. I mean, please send me an email. I'm at gteal@Douglas, DOUGLAS.CO. .us. My cell phone is 303-819-5936. It's been the same cell phone for the last, about 25 years. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. The first three meetings of the day were meeting with folks to talk about home rule. I'm a big fan of it. I grew up in Weld County. My whole life, all I heard was adults around me say, have you heard what the governor's doing? Did you hear what the legislature's doing? And there'd be an adult there to say, it doesn't matter. We're home rule. We get to do it our way. And that's what I want to do for the people of Douglas County, the place that I've called home since I got out of the Army over 25 years ago.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, George. And anybody that has questions, reach out to George or the other two commissioners. They're doing a great job. Get your ballots in. We need this to pass. We have to protect Douglas County. Thank you, George.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Darcy. Appreciate you helping us spread the word.
All right. Thank you. So, Adam.
Yes.
Home rule. All right. What are you seeing on the social media about it? Because you're probably seeing the same thing I'm seeing.
Yeah, you see, you just run the analysis through it. You go through the same old pages. And I think that the biggest problem that we're having on the conservative side is not a conjoined effort for aligned media interpretation and getting it out to the voters. Like we have very bad social media, and the Democrats crush us on that every single time, right? And it's something I have complained about to you since the first day I met you, like almost 2 years ago, saying, what the hell are you people doing on Facebook and Twitter and whatever, right? There needs to be consistent messaging, whether it's fancy graphics or whatever. You can't just be taking selfie videos for a minute, reading off a text script, expecting that's going to motivate the voters to get out there and do something, right? And not only that, you have my generation, the millennial, and then you have Gen Z, who's completely disenfranchised with becoming involved in any of this stuff. They want nothing to do with it because they see the absolute chaos all the time. So I think the best thing we can do with shows like this is consistent messaging and working together, even if we don't agree on everything,
yeah,
right? We're not going to agree on everything. I get it. We could talk about abortion and guns all day. We're never going to get anywhere. But when it comes to protecting our constitutional rights, when it comes to home rule and making sure the right moral and ethical people are elected to those boards,
right,
to make sure that home rule is enacted properly. Because like I said, there are plenty of issues with home rule in Weld County, especially when it comes to the oil and gas sector, right? We lost a lot of permitting issues. We had the wrong people on those commissioning boards that were self-enriching themselves. You know, I can go on a whole list of names on that. Just look them up on the, you know, the whole voting record thing. It's all public information, right? But when you have a select group of 10 to 15 people that are enriching themselves over home rule charter and then claiming that they're fighting for the people, but their voting record's below 50% for conservative values, that should ring alarm bells. And I would say home rule is a great thing, but we can't see that happen in Douglas County. I think Douglas County has the momentum right now to actually make the positive change for the conservative movement moving into the 26 and 28 election cycle.
Yeah, and that's really important. I mean, especially with counties like El Paso, you know, going by the wayside a little bit, having elected a Democrat mayor in the last cycle, some Democrats.
Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? It's like you're losing control because you're being lazy, right? And don't get me wrong, people like you, and there's plenty of other people from all around the conservative movement. Like, there's like the 5 or 10 people I can list off the top of my head that are always active on the internet, right? But like, other people have to actually get involved. And like, one thing I'll say is that, like, okay, there was an opposition to the No Kings protest that's been put out on, you know, through email chains or whatever else. Okay, that's great. So what are you going to do? You're going to show up with a Trump flag, wave it in a parking lot at a bunch of screaming liberals. But what is that doing to actually enact change? It's not doing anything. It's not actually change. It makes you look good. You could take a bunch of selfies and take a bunch of pictures, but it's not getting the votes in. It's not registering voters. It's not disseminating policy discussions like we just had with Mr. Thiel, right? People need to have these discussions to understand what they're talking about. I'm even on the chat right now, and I'm just having background conversations with people about explaining the particulars about Dylan's rule and things like that, right? And don't feel bad about reaching out and asking me questions when I can, or Darcy or anyone else who's involved in these things, is because the biggest issue we have is that the lack of information and lack of understanding.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, Americans have the attention span of a squirrel, which is like 30 seconds or a TikTok video. And they think they know everything about politics from watching a TikTok video or some weird Trump video that's being put out. And magically they're apparently working for the administration or something. That's not how it works. Right. It's not how it works. Right. You have to be involved. You have to do the grind. You have to make the sacrifice. You have to show up to these meetings. I think that's the biggest and most annoying thing is if you're not showing up to these meetings and seeing the people that are making those decisions for you, just challenge them. It's amazing what happens when you stand up and start asking questions. They sit down immediately. Right. So people need to take that responsibility and start doing those things if they want to see these changes.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. And, you know, you bring up a really valid point, Adam. I mean, how many people that we see right now on social media and the signal threads, and, you know, I'll give props to everybody who's running for governor. Look, it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it, right? But we've got 10 Republicans running for governor, and I am literally watching people every single day on the signal threads and on social media distracted by the shiny objects of the governor's office and literally fighting other Republicans right now. I mean, I've texted from people at 7 a.m. like, hey, girl, who are you going to endorse for governor? And I'm like,
but what does your endorsement mean? Right. You're running against Michael Bennett, who's bringing $30 million into the state. Well, what is Darcy Schoening? What is Adam Dorito going to? We have no impact on this. Exactly. Nothing. Right.
And what does it get us? Right. Because here's the
thing. You're wasting time.
Mark Beasley works so hard. Scott Bottoms works so hard. I'm sure Sheriff Mike still does a great job. Then there's 20 other people running. But why would I want to go out and alienate those people and alienate friends and alienate groups of people over an office that we're going to lose by 22 points?
Well, and the problem is, as I've told people, if you want to win governor, you need to solidify behind one candidate, because that's what the Democrats are doing. They don't all like Michael Bennett. I don't like Michael Bennett personally. I know him personally. Like, a funny story about Michael Bennett is that he's one of the guys that sent us out for January 6th within 48 hours when I was in the guard, and we landed on ground. And we had 150 Colorado National Guardsmen sitting on the ground, freezing right off the transport aircraft, middle of the night. And he shows up. Guys, I just want to thank you so much for showing up here and defending the Constitution. So I bought you guys some food. He shows up with two pizzas for 150 guys, like, standing out there freezing. So these are the people that you're electing, right? These are the people that they don't care about the military. They don't care about the Colorado citizen. They care about the photo op, the 30 seconds. So, like, for example, I'm dropping a Scott Bottoms interview I did on my podcast next Monday, I think on the 22nd or 23rd. It's a great in-depth long form interview. I hope everyone listens to it. And I've opened up my podcast to anyone who's running for office. If you want to come on there, you know, I will give you that long form interview in order to get people to understand who you are. Because the problem is, we have these 30-second sound bites, you know, whether it's this show or whatever else, we're not giving people the ability to expand around the state of Colorado to understand what their policies are. If you want a shot at governor, that's great. But unless you solidify behind one or two candidates minimum, you're not going to win and you're wasting your time.
Well, so and even if we did, we're not close to that juncture yet. I mean,
well, we have no more money in the Colorado GOP. We've spent it all on legal fees and, you know, administrative fees, apparently, from the reviews I did on the slides like 2 days ago. So I'm just like, and we haven't brought in any more money. You know, we had a lot of hope with this new leadership that they're coming and unify everything. Sounds great. But at the end of the day, show your cards. We've already lost. Two people have resigned. We've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in income, and we're not gaining any more money from major donors. So if we're not gaining money from donors now, how do you expect that we're going to make up the difference to win these races? So we need to really start focusing on these small issues like local control. That's something that costs way less money.
Right.
That's something that's going to have way more of an impact, right? Governor's race sounds great. If we can pull our heads out of our butts within 12 months, sounds fantastic. But we really need to focus on the important issues that focus on Coloradans first.
And that's exactly what we need to be doing. Until we do that, we're going to continue to lose. We've got home rule going on in Douglas County. And then we've got school board elections this year. Like, look,
huge deal.
I mean, it's June and the elections are November. Okay. So that means the summer is going to come and go. I mean, we're all spending the summer with our kids and then it's going to be over. And I can tell you this right now, I guarantee I'm going to keep getting the same text that I'm getting right now. Hey, like, who do you know that wants to run in this district? There's just a liberal running, you know, just social media fodder. Well, where's the Colorado GOP looking for candidates? I mean, it's as simple as putting out a candidate questionnaire and vetting form, but they don't care. They don't care about the school boards. The only thing that they care about is paying their consultants and then moving on to, you know, let Barb Kirkmeyer write more bills to squash the grassroots. That's all we're doing in Colorado.
Well, and like the biggest frustrating thing is, like, I'm a district captain up here in Weld, and I have put out the effort to contact every single person. I've only heard back from half of those people. So my decision is like, well, do I replace the PCPs myself? Because I can't, if you're not even going to respond to a text message or a phone call or an email, but you're apparently an elected PCP position or appointed PCP position, we need you to win elections. But if you're not going to even participate with the district captains or, you know, even Hunter Rivera, like, you know, the chairman for Weld County, if you're not going to answer phone calls and emails and we can't actually coalesce and bring people together to actually get these voters forward, we need people who want to be involved in the process, not just hold things for the sake of having name tags.
Exactly. I mean, you look at Moms for Liberty. You know, I've got a great relationship with Moms for Liberty. It goes way back. But because they're a C3, National has always termed them a bipartisan organization. And so all the chapters, you know, across Colorado, they're like, well, we're nonpartisan. And we don't want to help get precinct leaders. We don't want to help with that Republican stuff because we want to stay nonpartisan. okay, Republican stuff, getting those precinct leaders in, that's what you have to be doing.
I mean, your job. That's
seven moms going to the Capitol to testify on a bill that's going to pass. Nobody, they don't give a shit what our moms are saying. They don't care.
No.
So any, those moms going to testify, great, good for you. But how are you getting good Republicans elected? How are you drawing people out in your community to become a part of the process? If you're not doing that, I think
you're right, Darcy. And I think another hard discussion that we have to do as conservatives in the state of Colorado is we need to actually vet our candidates. We can't just put up people who want to run because they want to run because it sounds fun. We need to sit there and like ask them questions like, are you actually going to stick by the principles you say? Are you actually going to do the things you say?
Right.
Because the problem is we've had several major elections come in and elected officials, and they all ran on supporting the military, supporting oil and gas, supporting water rights and farmers and ranchers. A deaf mute silence for the last year, almost.
Well, because they all sound good when they want to get elected, and then they get in office and they, you know, write bills with the Democrats and they sail us down the river and they really prove who they are. I mean, there's maybe five of them up there that are fighting for us, and the rest are just seat holders.
Exactly. And I know we say, well, we need to put R's in seats. Well, do you want R's in seats for the sake of holding seats that are going to vote for the D anyway?
Or do you want
to vote for principled people who are going to put America first values on the voting record and bring back those conservative values? Because if we keep sacrificing seats for the sake of having a letter in front of a name for an arbitrary identification clause, it doesn't mean anything. And we need to really consider, like, I know people, we're against endorsing candidates. We need to let everybody have a fair shot. No, it should be the best. This is a meritocracy. It should not be about mediocrity. I do not support your mediocrity, right? I support your meritocracy. Are you the best of the best? Are you paying taxes? Are you raising a family? Do you have Christian values? You know, are you actually going to do the things you say you're going to do when things get tough and you start getting attacked or your mailbox gets knocked down by a baseball bat?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do when things get hard? And now I see a lot of people not doing it.
I know. And there's so many Republicans that are just totally complacent in this. I mean, you see them on social media. They're like, oh, well, yes, Jeff Hurd went against Trump and, you know, he didn't vote for the tariffs and he is against the J6 political prisoners. But, you know, he's still my guy. He's still my friend. And we see that all the time in El Paso County. They say it about Rose. They're like, well, I'm sure Rose had her reasons for writing the bills to flush the vacancies with independents. No, I don't care what your reasons are. I do not care. I mean, I'm so sick of the electeds in this state literally harming us, harming my children. And, you know, Adam, that brings us to Space Command.
A really controversial
topic that, you know, you and I have been on. There was a call on either Monday or Tuesday in which the Alabama delegation made it pretty clear that, I mean, this is all but happening at this point.
Yeah, and this is my official opinion on this as a member of the military who served in the Air Force, who went to the Air Force Academy and now serves in the Army, right? Like, I would love for Space Force to stay here. I think it's great. They have so much. I use Space Force all the time when I was overseas, smacking bad guys, right? Actually, Colorado, we are primarily responsible for missile defense. So everything that's going on in Israel and Iran right now, that's all Colorado. It's a big, important thing. However, most members of the military are conservative. They want to raise their families. They want to send their kids to safe schools. They want a low crime rate. They want a lower cost of living. They want access to clean water and food, security, and everything else. Currently, our state is not offering the basic things that you need to raise a good family in the state of Colorado. You have to really fight at your school boards to make sure your kids aren't crapping in a litter box or, you know, whatever other crazy nonsense is going on in the state. We're fighting over issues that nobody cares about. Like, you know, for example, like the gasoline tax stickers that Ken DeGraff was fighting. Who asked for this? Nobody asked for a $20,000 fine per day on a gasoline pump to say that you're putting harmful emissions into the air. The refinery lost a $25 million contract because not a single representative on the conservative side fought for those jobs and fought for those contracts. Now you're complaining that government, their responsibility is to pave the roads and fill the potholes. Well, now they're not even doing that.
No.
At the expense of Colorado workers, right? So if you're going to say, I'm going to fight for the military, I'm going to fight for families, I'm going to fight for conservative Christian values, and then literally none of those things are occurring, why would I want to influx the state with another 500,000 people into an area that can't support it infrastructure-wise? And as I'm an industrial wastewater specialist. This is my job. This is what I have my master's degree in. I've done all the water analysis down in Colorado Springs. That's what I do in the civil affairs side in the Army.
Yeah.
Colorado Springs, I was literally at Lake Pueblo this morning doing an analysis on the dam structures and the flows. They cannot support the amount of water that Colorado Springs will need to expand Space Force. The airport, Colorado Springs Airport, would have to double in size, right? The roads cannot handle that increased traffic. It is a miserable experience driving from Denver to Colorado Springs as is. Now add a couple another 100,000 people. So look, if the legislatures want to come in and they want to bring in massive infrastructure projects, commerce expansion, housing development, water expansion, I'm all for it. But until I see it in law and I see those construction crews out there working and I see them fighting for Colorado families, I can't, from a moral and ethical standpoint, saying I want to put more fellow service members in a bind and put them in a disaster area like Colorado Springs where they're just going to flounder and not flourish.
No, exactly. And, you know, you bring up a really good point about the infrastructure, and I kind of rely on you because of your knowledge in the military. I have come at it more from, you know, the moral, the family standpoint. Like, if I were in the military and I received orders like I'm moving to Colorado and I could have moved to Alabama, I mean, I would be furious. And Trump, President Trump, has a duty to the American people to save as many children from the transing, from the propaganda. And not just that, but to save and to value life. And Colorado. Yeah.
We're an abortion-free state. We're an abortion tourism state.
Yeah, it does not. It value life. It values the killing of babies. Not only does it value the killing of babies, it pays for that with our tax dollars. So anybody who's principled cannot make the argument to me that it's better for military families to be in this state, be subjected to our legislature, and spend their tax dollars in a state where that money goes to fund the transing of children, the killing of babies, the removal of our guns. It's disgusting. Any principled person would say not one more military family needs to go to Colorado. And I have really good friends that are like, I kind of like what you're saying, but it's a little extreme. I mean, you know how that goes. And then I have other people in my ear that are saying, anybody, Darcy, that would advocate for Space Command to be moved hates our state, doesn't want sales taxes here. One of our congressmen said to me, if Space Command moves and you helped do that, then you're responsible for moving a bunch of Republicans out of the state who would then go on to vote to keep Republicans in office. That's not my job.
It's also not an accurate statement, I believe at all, because people, what you fail to acknowledge on this for a lot of Coloradans is that most of this state composition is independent, right? So, yeah, we talk about super conservative values. I'm a Catholic. I mean, like, for me, it's like I can't win an abortion argument with anyone in the state. I'm very anti-abortion. But I'm at the point where it's like, well, if you want to knock out your own population and increase, you know, conservative families who are only going to be the only people raising kids, I mean, go for it. I mean, bring back the Crusades. I can't say that, right? It's not going to bring in voters, right? But and that's why I don't concentrate necessarily on the super moral ethical arguments, which I 100% agree with you on, because that's my personal opinion. And most people like Gen Z, the younger millennial groups, they don't care about that. But what I can try to win them over on is the infrastructure and destruction of the environment. Because another thing people don't understand is, okay, I want to go take my kids out to do something this weekend. Go to Manitou Springs. Go to the incline. Go up Pikes Peak. Go wait in line for 4 to 6 hours, destroy the parking lot, destroy the trails, right? Everyone geotagging. That's why you can't even go up to a lot of these hiking trails without a permit now or a scheduled time frame. It's just not, when you got a bunch of young kids and you're just trying to get them outside to play and you're worried about the stabbings, the shootings, the gang activists. We got military members joining the Venezuelan cartels in Colorado Springs at nightclubs. But you want to raise a family here, right? You think that's a safe environment? No. Like, you want to bring your kids out into the environment where they're so worried about, ballot box diversity, where we're going to just bring in the wolves, right? And now we're just killing cows. You know, so when I was on search and rescue in Douglas County, kids were getting eaten by mountain lions and carried off into the woods because there's no predator to control. Because God forbid if we shoot those innocent little animals, because I live in a city and don't understand how the wilderness works, right? Yeah. It's just these people have no concept about how rural and, you know, ruthless Mother Nature can be in the state of Colorado. When it comes down to just being able to enjoy your family, have a safe place to bring them, water, infrastructure, roadways, car accidents, gang violence, car thefts, all these things. These are things that military members want to consider when considering PCSing to a different state. And it's something that's not being talked about. And if the argument is, Darcy, you're getting rid of conservative Republican voters by getting Space Command out of here, then maybe it's the responsibility of those elected officials to enact policies and plans and pass bills that are going to benefit the members of the state of Colorado and want to bring more people in the state of Colorado because you represent us and you work for us.
Right. But they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. Well, why do people want to leave this state? Because the Democrats are awful and the Republicans don't stand up to those Democrats. Most of the time they're complacent, if not on their side. And, you know, like my kids and I, we lived in Denver in 2020 and we bought a condo at 8th and Corona. We lasted 85 days before we fled to El Paso County because it was gunshots every night. You know, we'd go out the back door to the condo and there were naked people strung out on heroin at the back door of a nice condo building.
Sounds like a great place to raise kids.
Right. And then Antifa's LARPing around in Governor Polis's lawn across the street.
Pallets of bricks in the streets, getting ready to throw it at cop cars.
Right. I mean, my kids saw things I thought they wouldn't see till they were probably adults. So it was like the 85th day when I was attacked by a homeless guy and I was like, yeah, I'm out. Came back to El Paso County. I was never more glad to be in El Paso County. But, you know, when you start to look around at El Paso, Weld, we were just talking about Douglas County. I would say Douglas County is still really safe and really clean, but they just elected a Democrat mayor of Parker. Parker's probably going to start to go by the wayside. So
and that's such a tragedy because, like, I lived in Parker like 15 years ago. It was a nice small rural town. I used to go to the tailgate every time, hang out with all my military friends. It was a nice quiet place to like raise a family. And it just turned into California within the last 10 years. It's an absolute disaster.
It's disgusting. And then Monument. I mean, I think Monument elected its first Democrats onto the council in 2022. And I took my kids to the farmers market on Saturday. We had illegals standing at the corner begging for money with broke down vehicles, junk. And you're familiar with Monument. This was downtown Monument, right around the corner from my kids' school, right around the corner from the farmers market, police driving by. They're not going to do a thing.
No, because if they do, then they're going to get doxxed and then they're going to get their windows broken in or they're going to get brought up on charges. You know, we're not even empowering our police anymore.
No.
You know, we're making cops afraid to do their jobs because they're afraid if they step in and do something, then they're going to be brought up on charges or they're going to get, you know, a wrongful death in a shooting case or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
And then it's just it's embarrassing that we won't even defend our own constitutional values as Americans against ourselves. And for the sake of what? My biggest question to this, and I know there's no answer to it, why? Why would you want to do all of these things? I mean, look, if you want to live in a country that's like that, let's go to Germany. I mean, let's go to France. I was just in France. I landed in Paris, and there was Muslim, Somalian, ransacking Paris, throwing bricks, beating cops, smashing windows, lighting things on fire. And that's a normal day in France.
Yeah.
If you want that every day, by all means, go over there. Rosie O'Donnell moved to Ireland. Have fun. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But why would you want to bring that here? You say you want to bring these things here, but I guarantee you once I light your car on fire and, you know, rape and murder your kids or shoot holes in your house, you're going to have a different frame of mind on that. Right.
But the Democrats don't care. They're not even a party anymore. It's a loosely defined organization that wants to burn down our country. It's not even a political party that's aligned with values. I mean, they can't even tell you what they stand. What's the answer to what they stand for? More government, hating America. I mean,
they say they don't care and they say we welcome everybody here and bring us your coddled masses or whatever. They want to read off the Statue of Liberty, which is not a constitutional piece of paper. It's a poem written by the French on a statue in New York City. They say they don't care about all these things, and they say they want to welcome everybody in here. But then ask what happened when Governor DeSantis flew an entire plane load of them into Martha's Vineyard and released them. And then the state of Maryland enacted the National Guard to remove the illegals from Martha's Vineyard because now all of a sudden they care because they're roving around their affluent communities, right? So it's like, I think Governor DeSantis should just start busing these people into these liberal affluent areas like in Cherry Creek and stuff and see what happens when all the stuff starts going missing and their cars go on fire. And then maybe you'll change your mind.
And that's the only time they change their mind is when it affects them. And even at that point, a lot of these Democrats, they still don't care. I mean, they still don't care. They still
doesn't affect them.
It
doesn't affect them. And that's the problem is that do you want this to get to a point where it's going to actually affect you? Do you want to get raped and murdered in the street? Do you want all your stuff stolen? Do you want your house broken into? Do you want illegal crackheads lighting your house on fire like they are in California and starting massive wildfires? Is that what you want? Because I mean, that's what you're asking for. But then they ask all the rest of the conservatives, which are your firefighters, your police, your military members, your most of the people serving in local rural government, your farmers and ranchers, your food supply, your water supply. But now you want us to save you after you voted for all these policies. Makes zero sense.
No, it makes no sense at all. I mean, it's no different than the schools. It's like they're like, oh, well, the books that the Republicans are complaining about, they're not that bad. And then
teaching my kid about anal gay sex is a problem. Didn't have that when I was in elementary school. Just throwing that out there.
But then they go to read the books on the House floor and they're like, oh, God.
Oh, God, we can't read this aloud. It's too graphic. Then why are you allowing it in a school? You should be learning how to do math and science. I mean, half these kids can't even read. They can't even text message correctly. No. This is what we should be worried
about.
But
they know how to use sex toys because the Democrats are disgusting.
Yeah. And then you're wondering why China is outpacing us in test scores and performance and everything else. Like, this is an actual national security issue that people are not accepting.
I know. It's a total national security. I've got friends who live in China and, you know, they send me videos of what their kids are learning. And then we're telling our kids like, hey, you know, you can get rid of your penis and get a Frankenstein hole and go be even more attractive to men and, you know, display your fetish out in public. Because let's be honest, that's what the Democrats are doing in Colorado. They're fetishizing kids.
Yes,
and so,
they are.
We cannot have.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Darcy.
Yes.
Is it okay to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're long-winded.
I am long-winded.
Really
go ahead.
Coming up, Ann.
Cut me off.
Okay, so real quick, keep in mind the reason we're where we're at today, you have to go back to the roots. Us conservatives got fed up with the Republicans. I'm a hick. If I like my guns and I don't like babies being killed, they shunned us. They treated like we were fruitcakes. We were crazy and we burned them down and we went along with the rhinos. Oh, here comes Dick Wadham. You guys got to get the most electable Republican. No, you scumbags gave up the conservative values. We lost it. And I love both you guys. I hope we get somewhere. Bannon's going to be the next damn governor. We're screwed. And I don't know how to fix it, but we can stop by, we have to go back to the roots. We have to look at why we ended up where we ended up. We ended up here because of losers like the rhinos that were running our party. I hope you guys can go see. You both are very conservative. Keep it up. But I've honestly given up. And I'm with you, Darcy. I lived in Monument for – Monument has changed so much in the last 20 years. It's unreal. But
Barney, it sounds like we need you to run for office because you're the type of guy.
No. I piss everybody off. Nobody wants to listen to my crap.
That's the point. They all hate me, Barney. I mean, come on. They hate me.
Buddy, they'll hate me worse. It's my voice. Listen to my voice.
Barney.
I'm in the Springs now. Most of the time, I'm a professional babysitter. I have a brand new grandbaby. Well, she's two. Oh, man, that kid is a little shit, too. But I've just really given up. I can't think of the mayor that I didn't vote for. What's that clown's name that Yemi beat?
Yemi.
What?
The terrorist. The one
who'd he beat? I can't remember.
Wayne Williams.
Yeah, we hate him. We hated him. I don't know. We've got to go back to, you know what? It's okay to be conservative. Leave hands off the babies. Leave the babies alone and leave my guns alone. I'm not going to listen to it. You know, look at Brockler when they threw the red flag bill at. Here we have George Brockler, a supposed conservative DA, jumped on it with Tony Spurlock. You know what? I can talk to anybody. If liberals are good for planting flowers and trees, that's it. When you get them around guns and law enforcement or the military, and by the way, I'm with you, Darcy. Screw space camp. If you're stationed anywhere in Colorado, you better be single because your family's not gonna. It's not gonna be good for your family. Zero family values. But
do not come here if you want to raise a family. Stay where you're at.
Don't come here.
Or go to Alabama. Yep. Go to Florida. Yep. Do not come here. If my best friend called me today and said she wanted to come live close to me, I would say, please don't. Like, I don't want you to live here. I love you, but no. Barney, thank you so much. Hey, I don't want
you guys are awesome. I'm going to check out this guy's podcast. What's his name? The guy that you're talking to. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I run the Tuxes and Tomahawks podcast. Yeah. Just look up Adam Dorito on Spotify or YouTube. You'll see it.
That's kind of a goofy name, buddy.
Because I wear tuxedos and I go to the embassy parties in D.C. And if you look behind me, the Tomahawks is actually the symbol for Civil Affairs Special Operations Command in the Army. So Tuxes and Tomahawks. See, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You get it now? Yeah. All right.
He has a great show. Thank you, Barney. I don't want to cut you off. If you can come on next Friday, we'll talk to you more.
See you, bye.
Love you guys. Adam, thank you for coming on today. So like we said, I mean, we're pretty sure Space Command's on its way out. Maybe by the time we talk next Friday.
Here's the thing. I'm all for our conservative leaders in the state of Colorado fighting for our military members and doing what they said they were going to be elected to do. However, until you actually do what you said you were going to do, which is support our military, even things like the Dorito Act, which I've been trying to pass for several years, and I can't get a single representative in the state of Colorado to sponsor a bill by an active serving officer in the United States Army to save our military members here. If you can't even do that, then why would I want to bring another couple hundred thousand people to the state of Colorado? So you have a couple weeks to change my mind, a couple months, because legislative season ends in August break. I'll be out in D.C. the 16th to the 21st. If you want to meet with me, you have my phone number. But if not, I'm going to go to other states and get support. I'm going to go to other states and get people to change Colorado for us, because if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it.
Thank you, Adam. And I agree. We are done supporting those, standing for those who have not stood for us. It's time to stand on principle. That's the only way that we go forward. And as a reminder, please turn in your ballots for Douglas County Home Rule today. Thank you so much, Adam. And thank you, everybody, for who was on this call and all of our listeners. And Chuck and Julie will be back on Monday at 3:00. And then I will see you guys Friday at 3:00. So everybody have a good weekend. Stay safe in those storms out there.
Thank you all. Have a great evening. Bye.